Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you again today as we continue in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse number 42. We read, "So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word." Of course, we know the word reproach is the idea of contempt or mockery. The wisdom of this world is opposed to the wisdom of God's word. James paints a good picture for us of this in James chapter 3. He asks us, "Who is a wise man and endured with knowledge among you? Let him show out of his good conversation, or else his lifestyle, his works with meekness and wisdom." And then he shows the difference between the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of God. He says, "For if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Where is envy? For where there is envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work." But then he tells us, "But the wisdom that's from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle. It's easy to be entreated, otherwise it makes sense. Full of mercy and of good fruit, without partiality, without hypocrisy." And so he tells us that within that, as you're able to look at, there is a difference between the wisdom of God and the wisdom of this world. And it's been said, of course, the wisdom of this world, of people who are entering college soon have to make a choice between God and man, man's wisdom, between God's wisdom and man's wisdom. Brilliant minds confront them. New students who come in who might be carrying a Bible at the beginning of the semester, but subtle philosophies entangle them. Clever, you know, they're amazing, the clever arguments. They'll try to seduce them unless they take a stand immediately on the Word of God. You know, I remember reading about Martin Luther facing the massive power of enemies, each of them saying, "Here I stand," as Martin Luther was looking at these massive people coming against him. He says, "Here I stand, I can do no else, so help me, God." As he was praying, as he was going against those who were reproaching him, those who had contempt and mockery against him, he was turning to God and turning to his word for help. So he says, "So I have wherein to answer him that reproaches me." You know, so often when we read scriptures, we need to read them in the content. And it's always good to read the verses before the one that you're looking at. In this case, in 41, remember the wherewith that he had to answer him came to us yesterday in verse 41, where he says, "Let thy mercies come unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word." And so he was experiencing the salvation of God within his life and the mercies of God. And so from that, he was able to answer those who approached me, who would be reproaching me. And it isn't as, you know, people who come up to us and who want to ridicule our faith and the things that we, you know, would say about God, our greatest answer is telling them about the grace and the mercies of God and the salvation, how our life has been changed because of what God has done. But I think back, all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where the power in the Word of God and the power of the adversary, certainly is Satan, where Satan's first goal in the Garden of Eden was to persuade Eve to set aside God's word. You know, if you remember that story, the moment that she did that, he could tell her anything. Satan could tell her anything when we set aside God's word. If the attack does not come from a man or somebody that we see speaking to us, so often the enemy will come in the most difficult times or so many different times he'll come to us and he'll speak words to us of doubt and denial and try to get us off the truth of God's word. And that's why it's so vital for us, even as the psalmist says, "For I trust in thy word," for us to stand in God's word. I'm reminded of a story of a young boy who had just been saved. He was reading John 3:16 in bed that night, and as he was reading the scripture, however, doubt started to creep in. He started asking himself, was this true when I came to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior, had anything really happened to him? He didn't feel any different. Perhaps he wasn't feeling like he was saved at all. Being a young man, this child then concluded this was Satan tormenting him, bringing in these words of doubt. And he'd been told that Satan loved darkness and that Satan was part of darkness, and the darkest place in the room was under his bed. So perhaps Satan, he was thinking, was lurking there. He was hiding underneath his bed. So he opened up his Bible to John 3:16. He put his finger on the verse and thrust the Bible underneath the bed, and he said, "Here, read this, Satan. Read it for yourself." The psalmist decided likewise to exercise the power of God's word. The word of God is powerful, folks. We need to not only read it for ourselves, we need to be standing on the power of God's word and the truth of what God has communicated to us, the fact that he loves you. Satan wants to knock you off of that. He wants to, you know, have you come to the place where you're not trusting God for your salvation. Remember, it's by grace that you're saved. It's God's grace that we cling on to, that we know to be true. You know, I would like to remind us of a verse in case you are being mocked. Maybe you are going through trials yourself and what we should be doing. Paul, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, and I want to encourage you to read these verses once again. In verse 10, he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might." Maybe you, like the psalmist, he says, "So shall I wear it, I be able to answer him that reproaches me, because I trust in thy word." Let's trust in God's word. Let's stand in the power of his mind. And then as Paul exhorts us, that we would put on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to stand against the wiles, against the trickery of the devil. There's power in the Spirit of God. There's power in the word of God. We just need to apply it to our lives. We need to grab hold of it and learn each and every day to trust God's word. I don't know what you're doing this day, what path that you're heading down, what road you might be on, but just remember how much God's word is for you. And God, if God is for you, then truly who can be against you? If people are speaking against you, remember their end. Remember your end, that God has a plan for you, and his thoughts towards you are good thoughts. They are thoughts of peace and an expected end. And look, may we just, even this day, trust in the wisdom and the truth of God's word. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.